From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Until this year, few African-American actors headlined blockbuster superhero, sci-fi, or fantasy movies. Then came Black Panther. That movie made more than $1 billion in its first month and is still racking up box office worldwide. A new sci-fi film aims to ride that new wave, Kin, starring Miles Truitt.
I can't believe this whole time you haven't told me this.
Go, go!
Get away from our brother.
That last voice there, 16-year-old Miles Truitt. Already he has an impressive number of roles into his resume. Now he's taking a shot as a lead, and the Atlanta native joins me now at GPB. Miles, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well, but it was funny watching you listen to that little bit of tape. You knew every single bit.
Yeah.
Your head was jumping at just the right parts.
Seen it about six times. So,
what is the film about?
The film is about a young African-American boy that is originally an orphan, and he is with a predominantly white family. Brother's in jail for, like, most of his life and doesn't really have the connection with his father. And unfortunately, his mother is dead, so really doesn't have anybody to talk to. As a hobby, he scraps for metal for, you know, money, like a side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And while he does that, he comes across this huge futuristic weapon. Doesn't know where it's from. He doesn't like. And for some reason, he knows how to operate the weapon. And his brother comes back home from jail, gets in a little bit of trouble. There's also Zoe Kravitz that plays the role of Millie, and she plays like my sister. So they just go on this journey of self-exploration across the country, and there's these two extraterrestrial beings trying to get the weapon back, and we don't know what's going on. So it's really three stories in one. Really.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. It's kind of like the hero's journey. It's
right.
Kind of a family story, too.
It's mostly family. Most people think about this movie, and they see the trailer, and they're like, oh, it's action-packed, it's sci-fi. Yeah, it's sci-fi, but most of this movie, and it's wrapped around a family bond, really like a brother-like bond as well.
Well, a name like Kin, I guess it's going to be about family. But your character, Elijah, when he discovers his weapon, he's kind of like throws it over his shoulder. He feels really natural, you know, like he's born to this
exactly,
in some way.
Yeah.
So how about that character, Elijah, or Eli, as he's called in the film? How did you find that character?
Well, I feel like the character found me.
This film is based on a short film called Bagman,
right,
by two directors. I think they were in advertising. Josh and John Baker. Right?
Yeah. So they had sent me over the script, the whole script, and the short film. And before I even read the script, I watched the short film, and I saw Elijah's mannerisms and how he really didn't really talk. His acting was really in his eyes, and how he went about himself, really. And I really just took that upon myself, and I saw different things in him that was in me, and it looked good on camera. So
you've started acting when you're what, 11, 12 years old?
Professionally, I started acting when I was 14. Yeah, I want to say like as soon as I turned 14. But I started like theatrical things when I was like 11 or 12.
What got you into it?
Yeah, it was really theater. I love theater. That was really like my starting point, just learning how to talk to people and enunciate my words and look somebody in the eye when I'm talking to them and smile and have different stage presence. And that really helped me to perform on screen and off screen as well.
And Maz, you worked with some pretty big names in Kin. You mentioned Zoe Kravitz, but Michael B. Jordan is the executive producer. James Franco is in it. Dennis Quaid. So what did you learn from those people looking up to them on the set?
I learned a lot of things. Really, Zoe just cared for different people. She was a very caring person on set.
She surprised you kind of nicely when you were on the set.
Yeah.
What happened?
So it was off screen, and they said cut, and we were just talking about like different artists and stuff like that and music, because I love music. And she was like, well, what type of music do you listen to? I was like, well, like hip-hop, rap. She was like, oh really, what's your favorite artist? I was like, I love Drake, like anything Drake I love. And she was like, oh really, cool, me not knowing that she's really cool with Drake. So like the last week of filming, she came up to me. She was like, hey, I have a fan that wants to meet you and wants to talk to you. Me thinking like, oh, it's probably like a fan from like New Edition Story or something. And I get her on the phone, beard and everything, Drake on the camera talking to me, and I was like crying and sobbing because like I wasn't really thinking that she would do it. So that was really cool, and she like and Drake's like sent me like loads of clothes to my hotel and everything, and told me that he's been looking at me and I'm doing a great job and stuff like that. So that was really, really cool that she did that.
It's a great role, you know, the fantasy of a kid who's like picking through trash piles and stuff to make a living to suddenly have all of this army behind him on some level, all of this power. What's your superhero power?
My superhero power is love and charisma and joy. And I feel like I bring that to everyone that's around me. I feel like every person that I talk to smiles, and I love that. You know, so
I'm
you're
smiling,
smiling
now.
Right now. So I just, so I would never go a day without making a person smile. If it's my brother, if it's my dog, or my mom, or if it's just little kids that I see running around the parking lot playing ball or something, I feel like that's my job. I feel like that's why I was made to put in this world, not just to be an actor, not to have a job or anything like that, just to make people smile, make people laugh and enjoy their life.
Well, we look forward to watching where it goes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That's Atlanta native Miles Truitt. You can see his new film, Kin, in theaters now. He's also in Queen Sugar on OWN and Black Lightning on the CW Network.